I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2. It's Monday the 19th of February and today's news story is all about a man in the USA that thought he had won the lottery, but he hadn't. Before I tell you what happened, let's have a look at our keywords for today's episode. So I have 7 words or phrases for you to listen out for in the news story. If you want to write these words down, then now is a great time to get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. We start with a phrase, to take a turn for the worse. What does it mean if something takes a turn for the worse? Next, a noun, petitioner. Petitioner. And then another noun, it's 2 words, trash can, trash can. And then an adjective, stern, S-T-E-R-N, stern. Next, a phrasal verb, to throw away, to throw away. Next, a verb, sue, S-U-E, sue. And finally, a phrasal verb, to back up, back up. So those are the words and phrases I'd like you to listen out for. See if you can understand them based on the context. We'll come back to them at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. And if you'd like to read along while you listen, then you can read the transcript. It's available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, along with a comprehension quiz to test your understanding of the news story. So if you are interested, then go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Okay, here is today's news story. To win the lottery must be a surreal, thrilling feeling. But imagine winning it and then being told, sorry, that was a mistake. You actually haven't won all that money. That's what Washington, D.C. resident John Cheeks experienced following his $350 million Powerball lottery win, which was actually an error. Cheeks purchased a ticket on January the 6th, and although he didn't see the draw the following day, he checked the lottery's website 2 days later to see that his were the winning numbers. Speaking to NBC Washington, he described the moment he thought he had won so much money. I got a little excited, but I didn't shout, I didn't scream, I just politely called a friend. I took a picture as he recommended, and that was it. I went to sleep. However, things took a turn for the worse when Cheeks went to the office of Lottery and Gaming, OLG, to redeem his ticket. Administrators denied Cheeks' prize claim, writing in a letter to him, petitioner's prize claim was denied because the ticket did not validate as a winner by the OLG's gaming system, as required by OLG regulations. He also recalled that a member of staff at the office told him, hey, this ticket is no good. Just throw it in the trash can. Cheeks added, I gave him a stern look. I said, in the trash can? The employee replied, oh yeah, just throw it away. You're not going to get paid. There's a trash can right there. Cheeks didn't throw it away. Instead, he contacted a lawyer and sued Powerball. So what had happened to cause this unfortunate mistake? Well, the quality assurance team of game contractor Teoti Enterprises was conducting testing for the website when they accidentally posted test Powerball numbers. These numbers were not the same as the ones drawn on 7th January, a day later. On 8th January, the incorrect numbers were listed next to the actual winning numbers on the DC Lottery website, and these were Cheeks' winning numbers. Cheeks' attorney, Richard Evans, says that he hasn't seen any evidence to back up their claim. He added, Even if a mistake was made, the question becomes, what do you do about that? Evans also made reference to a previous error made by Iowa Lottery, who also posted the wrong numbers. On that occasion, the temporary winners were able to keep their prizes, which ranged from $4 to $200. Cheeks and his attorney will be hopeful that Powerball are equally generous with the $340 million that he temporarily won. And that's today's news story. Okay, so imagine what that must feel like to win the lottery and then suddenly, no, you didn't. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them and did you understand them? Starting with that phrase, to take a turn for the worse. Things took a turn for the worse when Cheeks went to the office of the lottery and gaming to redeem his ticket. So to take a turn for the worse means to suddenly become worse. Okay, next, petitioner. So in the letter they wrote to him, petitioner's prize claim was denied. So the petitioner, that's a person who makes a formal application to a court. Next, trash can. This came in the quote. Just throw the ticket in the trash can, the member of staff told him. So a trash can is a rubbish bin, garbage bin. Next, stern. I gave him a stern look. That's a very serious look. Next, throw away. The employee replied, oh yeah, just throw it away. To throw something away is to dispose of something that you don't want anymore. Next, sue. Cheeks didn't throw it away. Instead, he contacted a lawyer and sued Powerball. Sue is to institute legal proceedings against somebody, to take them to court. And finally, back up. So the attorney says that he hasn't seen any evidence to back up their claim. To back up is to support. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully, they are clear. Okay. I hope you enjoyed today's news story and found it interesting. Maybe you learned some new words, and I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.